Southern California is burning.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in 7 counties as nearly a dozen wildfires burn more than 35,000 acres from the Mexican border to Santa Barbara County, north of Los Angeles.
Officials in San Diego County say one person has died and 4 firefighters and at least 10 other people have been injured. The community of Ramona, population 36,000, has been evacuated.
And in the Los Angeles County community of Malibu, a wildfire has destroyed a church and several landmarks, including a castle. After a brief evacuation scare yesterday, Pepperdine University students were allowed to go back to their dorms. Classes are canceled there today, though.
Hurricane strength, gusts of hot, dry Santa Ana winds are feeding the flames and making it really tough for airplanes to drop water from above.
For more on that, we've got Mike Moeller on the line. He's information officer with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. He's stationed in San Diego County. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you get any sleep last night?
No, we've been up all night.
So you're near the scene of this, what they're calling the Harris Fire. This is the one that actually killed someone and hurt some other people. What can you tell us about the fatality?
Right now on the fatality, it was civilians that were in the area. We don't know if they were residents, if they were working in the area. But again, you're correct. We had actually a total of 13 civilians injured with one civilian fatality.
I understand that even since we sort of went to press this morning, there have been more fires that have broken out?
Yes, we've got a couple other fires that have broken out in the area. We have one within the city of San Marcos near the Coronado Hills area. And we also have another fire within the city of San Diego off Highway 78 near the San Diego Wild Animal Park that also broke out early this morning.
Well, I don't know how much you can speak to the stuff happening north of you, but as far as you understand, how much of this fire is contained, I would just say, overall throughout the sort of Southern California area?
Oh, gosh. As far as containment, you know, right now our containment levels are low. I would say between 5 and 10% until we get through the Santa Ana events.
And Santa Ana events, these are these winds that
correct,
are blowing around,
hot,
right?
Dry winds that bring our humidities down, our temperatures up, and we're really sometimes at the mercy of the fire weather. And until those winds die down, can we really get our crews out in front of those fires?
What's the weather forecast?
Today we're expecting even stronger winds than we had yesterday.
Great.
They're supposed to peak at about sunrise our time, which would be about 6:30, 6:40. So we're expecting stronger winds than we had yesterday and lower humidities.
All right. Well, good luck, Mike Moeller. Get some sleep, all right?
I appreciate it.
Mike Moeller is the information officer with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. He's stationed in San Diego County. All right, let's get the rest of the news now from NPR's Korva Coleman, friend of the BPP, who's here filling in for Rachel. Hi, Korva.